Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 Pacific time, and, well, we're back into the great summer weather again, folks. Nice and sunny with blue skies out there. Current temperature, 14 degrees, winds are calm, and humidity, well, 83%, getting more comfortable. And barometric pressure, 101.9 kilopascals and rising as that high pressure area from California moves up northward here, filling the valley full of nice warm temperatures. We're going up to 26 today in the sunshine with a UV index of 6 or high. And starting tomorrow, well, not actually, it's starting today, because tonight we'll have clear conditions, low of 14. Tomorrow, sunny, 29. Thursday, sunny, 29. Friday, sunny, 28. Saturday, sunny, 28. Sunday, sunny and 29. And Monday, well, it cools down a little bit, down to 25. I suspect the old air conditioner might be kicking in a little bit today. All right, I was doing a little bit of work around the station yesterday. Came across a song, and I thought, you know what? Oh, I've got to start today's show with that. And, well, it's just... I'm talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I thought I would start and finish the show today with Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the first one I want to start off with is a live track of the band. So let's give her right here on South Kootenay Radio. We'll be right back. There you go, a little bit of a live Lynyrd Skynyrd with a Simple Man starting things off this morning. Kind of funny how that one sounds much better live than the studio version. Yeah. All right, yesterday I mentioned a band called The Rides. This one featuring Stephen Stills and Johnny Lang, and I just forget who the other band member is right now. Maybe I'll get that for you at the end of this tune. This is from a brand new album of theirs. I think it came out last week, and it's just simply called Can't Get Enough. We're going to listen to a song with Johnny on the vocals on this one, Search and Destroy, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
2, 3, 4.
Nuclear A-bomb. Well, I am the world's one-guided boy, the one who searches and destroys.
All right, there you go, Search and Destroy. That's The Rides, like I said, featuring Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and the third man in the band, Barry Goldberg. And apparently that, I guess you could call them a band. They got together for the album, and they're going to be supporting a small tour on that one, starting in September, lasting right through to December. I've got to check out the tour dates. Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing those guys. All right, let's have a look at this day in Canadian history right now. September the 10th. We're going back to 1939 out of Ottawa. And that's when Mackenzie King announces that Canada is now at war with Germany. Canada makes her own declaration of war for the first time. King notes that there are currently 4,500 soldiers in the Canadian Army, 60,000 plus reserves, 4,500 in the RCAF, and 1,800 in the Royal Canadian Navy. Powerhouse. But Canadians did some great work in World War II. What else do we have here? Now we're going all the way back to 1621. In Edinburgh, Scotland, King James I grants all of Canada and Acadia to his secretary, Sir William Alexander, who promises to set up the colony of Nova Scotia or New Scotland. Okay. Also on this day, David Peterson wins a strong majority in the provincial election, defeating Larry Grossman's PCs and Bob Rae's NDP after expiry of a 2-year minority government deal with the New Democrats. And we got one birthday to report. Yeah, Margaret Trudeau Kemper, former wife of Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, from 1968 to 1979, author of Beyond Reason and now a private citizen in Ottawa. I was born on this day in Vancouver in 1948. She's the daughter of Liberal Cabinet Minister James Sinclair. And what happened here? Other events in Iberville, Quebec. In 1995, Jacques Villeneuve wins the IndyCar race title. 1994 to New York City, Vancouver produced cartoon reboot, is debuts on ABC, created with advanced computer animation. There you go. And in 1988, CTV Network switches from ground microwave to satellite transmissions. And on that happy note, I think what we'll do is get playing some more tunes here. I've got one. Came across this one yesterday. I thought, be a good morning show tune. By the James Gang, Rides Again album of 1970, The Bomber, Closet Queen, Bolero. And what else? And Cast Your Fate to the Wind, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Oh, I'm not patrolling the streets of Creston Valley. I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, because I'm Batman.
Ready for elimination.
Yes, his Bobness. Finishing up the first half hour of the morning show there with Changing of the Guards. That's from his 1978 release, Street Legal. All right, it is a little bit past 8 o'clock, and we've got Joe and the crew standing by. They're going to give us a 4-minute, 30-second news update here, and we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is September 10th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. There has been a diplomatic breakthrough in the Syrian crisis. Syria says it has accepted a proposal put forward by Russia to place its chemical weapons arsenal under international control. And the Syrian regime says it will allow the weapons to be dismantled. Russia's foreign minister says Moscow is now working with Syria on a detailed plan on how best to implement the strategy. Here's the CBC's Megan Fitzpatrick.
The Russian foreign minister saying that it will work with the United Nations today to move forward with this proposal for Syria to turn over its chemical weapons and place them under international control. Now, it'll be very interesting to see how Obama and the White House reacts to this today. This idea moved very quickly yesterday. It sort of kicked off with Secretary of State John Kerry making a remark to reporters. Russia quickly seized on this idea, threw its support behind it, as did others. However, there was a lot of skepticism expressed about whether this could actually work and whether it would actually happen. Obama was among those when he sat down for a number of interviews yesterday as part of his public relations blitz. He described this as a potentially positive breakthrough and that it could result in averting a military strike. He said that would be his preference. But again, some were wondering whether this would be a stalling tactic.
That's the CBC's Megan Fitzpatrick in Washington. Meanwhile, the White House says President Obama will continue to push for congressional approval for the right to carry out a military strike against the Syrian regime. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch is saying that evidence it has examined strongly suggests that the Syrian government was behind a chemical weapons attack last month near Damascus. The human rights group is saying eyewitness accounts and the type of rockets used in the attack indicate that government forces fired warheads containing a nerve agent. The Quebec government will release the details today of its so-called Values Charter. Among other things, it's aimed at restricting religious clothing and symbols worn on the job by Quebec public employees. The minority Parti Québécois can't pass the bill on its own and will need the support of the opposition. There are reports that the bill may end up including an opt-out clause for certain institutions. A court in Delhi, India, has found four men guilty of the rape and murder of a university student last December. The case sparked international outrage and opened a debate across India about the treatment of women. Sanjoy Majumber is outside the courthouse.
The special fast-track court in Delhi has found all four men accused of the fatal gang rape of the young physiotherapy student guilty of all charges. Sentencing will begin on Wednesday. They face a potential death penalty. The parents of the accused were present in court, as well as the family of the victim, who have pushed for the maximum punishment. Last month, a teenager who was tried separately for the same crime was sentenced to 3 years in juvenile detention. A sixth suspect was found dead in prison in March. Sanjay Majumdar, CBC News, Delhi.
Toyota has announced that it is again recalling close to 900,000 RAV4s and Lexus sedans. This involves vehicles sold both in the United States and in Canada, with Toyota saying a recall issued last year may not have solved the problem. It deals with the rear suspension and is believed to have caused at least 9 accidents. The International Olympic Committee will elect a new president today. The IOC's current vice president, Germany's Thomas Bach, appears to be the front-runner to succeed Jacques Roga. Roga is stepping down after more than 12 years at the Olympic helm. If elected, Bach would become the first Olympic gold medalist to become IOC president. He won gold in team fencing for West Germany in 1976. Canadian novelist Ruth Ozeki has made the shortlist for this year's Booker Prize. Ozeki, who was born in the U.S. but became a Canadian citizen 8 years ago, has been nominated for her latest novel, A Tale for the Time Being. The winner of this year's prestigious Booker will be announced at a gala ceremony in London on October 15th. And that is the CBC News to this hour. You can download your CBC mobile news app at our website. That's cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, for that enlightening update. And welcome back to the second half hour, everyone. We've got some great tunes coming up. Actually, I had to change the next song here for after the news. I needed a shorter one because I just had a look at this day in rock and roll history. And, wow, we've got a lot of history to get through, a lot of songs. So I've got this short one by Johnny Cash. It's from the American 3 album, Solitary Man. It came out in the year 2000. And this is a group of albums that after Johnny was released from his record label, Rick Rubin took up the cause and decided to get Johnny into the studio and pretty much let him do whatever he wanted. He had a lot of great guests popping in and helping out. And here's one called I'm Leaving Now, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Hold on, honey, I'd like to say I'm busting out and breaking away. I'm letting you go like a hot horseshoe. I can't take another heartache from you. Think about how it's gonna be when you start back to needing me. When your dancing shoes have lost their shine, I'm gonna be gone in mine. I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now. Get out of my face, get out of my place, I'm leaving now. Adios, I'm leaving now. Yeah, the time had come when you trim the fat, feed the kitchen straps to the front seat cat. Bye-bye, baby, when the bills come due, you might have to give up a jewel or two. Hit your heart out anyway, it's hard as your head and it's cold as clay. It's all over now, you won't have me, your sugar daddy or your money tree. I'm leaving now, yeah, I'm leaving now. Get out of my space, get out of my face, I'm leaving now. Hey, I'm leaving now. Pull up the collar on my traveling coat, sell that miserable pleasure boat. I wouldn't give a nickel for another buck. I'm living on muscle, guts, and luck. If anybody asks where did I go, tell them I went where the wild goose go. I won't even have me an area code. Don't have a number, don't need a road. I'm leaving now.
Me too.
I'm leaving now. Get out of my face, get out of my space, leaving now.
Adios, I'm leaving now.
I'm leaving now, I'm leaving now. Get out of my space, get out of my face, I'm leaving now.
Adios,
I'm leaving now.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to this day in rock and roll history. It's not a long one, but there's some great songs that I have to play in honor of everything going on here today. All right, what do we got? There, a couple of birthdays. Very first one, September the 10th, 1925. Roy Brown was born. And, of course, we're going to hear a song by Roy. Good Rockin' Tonight. That goes back to 1947. This song was also covered by Montrose with a very young Sammy Hagar on the vocals in 1973. I was going to play that one, but I go, nah, let's play the original. Anyways, who else we have? 1942, Danny Hutton was born, and he was one of the singers for Three Dog Night and one of their big songs, Liar. Jose Feliciano was born on this day in 1945, and of course his big hit, Light My Fire. Barry Barlow, born on this day in 1949, Barry's the drummer for Jethro Tull. And, of course, they had a few hits there, Living in the Past, Locomotive Breath, Aqualung. Joe Perry of Aerosmith was born on this day in 1950, guitar player for Aerosmith, that's right. And probably their biggest hit, Dream On. What else do we have? Useless trivia throughout the years on September the 10th. We're going to start in 1964, and that's when the Kinks, You Really Got Me, came out and went to number one. Also on this day, in 1964, Rod Stewart releases his first single, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. 1965, Decca Records signs Mark Bolan, and of course, a T-Rex, a powerhouse there for a couple of years. 1966, Left Banks, Walk Away, Renee is released in the U.S. The song is later recorded by the Four Tops. And also on this day in 1966 as well, the Monkees debut on the U.S. chart with Last Train to Clarksville. 1973, the Rolling Stones' Star Star is banned by the BBC. And on a sad note, in 1974, the New York Dolls disband. Wow. Funny thing was, I used to own a couple of New York Dolls albums. Yeah. All right, let's get rolling here with Roy Brown. Good Rockin' Tonight. Now remember, this tune is from 1947. And I've heard lots of other songs that were supposedly the birth of rock and roll, but if this one doesn't take the cake, I'm not sure what will. Roy Brown, Good Rockin' Tonight, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Jumping at the jamboree, crying, hey man, it. Well, sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sioux, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too, they'll all be there, shouting like a mad flying. Hoy, sister, hoy, sister, ain't you glad we heard the news? Bells could rock it tonight. Oh, yes, we'll rock tonight.
Okay, Roy Brown there. Well, good rockin' tonight. 1947, starting off the segment for This Day in Rock and Roll History. Let's continue on with Three Dog Night with Liar.
Thank you. crazy breath. Runs the all-time loser, headlong to his death. Oh, it feels a piston scraping, steam breaking on his brow. His children jumping off the stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, he's calling down the corridor on his hands and knees.
This is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenay Radio every night at 10.
Don't know if I'm ever coming home. take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
All right, we're going to continue on with this day in rock and roll history, but I had to just give you a warning. This next song by the Rolling Stones that was banned by the BBC does have an R rating, so if you're under 18 or 21, whatever part of the world or country you're in, and whatever your legal limits are for R rating, you might want to cover your ears for this song.
breeze.
Dream!
tonight.